When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
Criticizing and call me pison. I ain't apologizing, no siree. No matter what you say, I still suit me. The rag you're chewing must be a ruin. Keep right on knocking, keep right on mocking. My rocking chair ain't rocking, no siree. No matter what you say, I still suit me.
Does you ever wash the dishes? Does you do the things I wishes? Does you do them? No, you don't. Will you do them? No, you won't. When there's any work into it, I'm the one that's gotta do it. When it's raining, who's the fella? Uses up the whole umbrella. Selfish as a man can be.
No matter what you say, I still suit me.
You don't make money.
I know that, honey.
I never see none.
Ain't gonna be none. But that don't worry me none, no siree. No matter what you say, I still suit me. I may be no good, no good for your good. I may be lifeless, but with one wife less, my life would be more strifeless, yes siree. No matter what you say, I still suit me. Does you ever wash the dishes? Does you do the things I wishes? Does you do them? No, you don't. Will you do them? No, you won't.
Always imitate me and always aggravate me. Then in spite of everything, in spite of all the grief you bring, expecting me to love you too.
No matter what you say, I think you do.
I know I do.
Well, those immortal tones of Paul Robeson and Elizabeth Welch certainly suit us just fine here on Broadway to Main Street. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 WLIW-FM, Long Island's only signature, one-of-a-kind, individual, celluloid NPR station. And we are coming to you on Sunday afternoon, and tonight is the 96th Oscars, 96th Academy Awards. And today's show will look at songs that were written expressly for film versions of Broadway musicals, usually by the same team that wrote the show, in the hopes that there might be a best original song to win an Oscar to enhance that film's reputation. Well, that song we just heard, I Still Suits Me, was written by Curran and Hammerstein for the film version of Showboat in 1936, expressly for that. And then they wrote a one-off song called The Last Time I Saw Paris in 1941, and that was interpolated into a 1942 movie called Lady Be Good, which had nothing to do with the Gershwin's Lady Be Good, except Ann Southern sang our next song, which won the Academy Award, and that caused a little bit of controversy. But what would an Oscar be without some controversy? In the meantime, here is a beautiful song, one of their best, Curran and Hammerstein, sung by Ann Southern for the movies.
Thank you. known as Paris, romantic and charming, has left her old companions and faded from view. Lonely men with lonely eyes are seeking her in vain. Her streets are where they were, but there's no sign of her. She has left the Seine. The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. I heard the laughter of her heart in every street cafe. The last time I saw Paris, her trees were dressed for spring, and lovers walked beneath those trees, and birds found songs to sing. I dodged the same old taxi cabs that I had dodged for years. The chorus of their squeaky horns was music to my ears. The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. No matter how they change her, I remember her. Of happy hours and people who shared them. Old women selling flowers in markets at dawn. Children who applauded Punch and Judy in the park. And those who danced at night and kept our Paris bright, till the town went dark. The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. I heard the laughter of her heart in every street cafe. The last time I saw Paris, her trees were dressed for spring, and lovers walked beneath those trees, and birds found songs to sing. I dodged the same old taxicabs that I had dodged for years. The chorus of their squeaky horns was music to my ears. The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. No matter how they change her, I'll remember her.
Lovely version by Ann Southern from the film of Lady Be Good, an original song interpolated into that film. And Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein won the Academy Award, and tonight, as we know, is the Academy Awards. But interestingly, Kern felt guilty because it was a song already written and interpolated into the film, and he lobbied to have the rules changed. So now, ever since 1941, every Hollywood winner, every winner of an Oscar for Best Song has to be originally written for the musical, I mean for the film itself. And we'll look at the ramifications of that on down the line. Another strange outlier is A Great Song from High Society, a film with a great score by Cole Porter that was originally written, a song was originally written for the 1939 Du Barry Was a Lady, and he recrafted it for the unique and wonderful talents of Frank Sinatra and Bing Crosby. So here's a sort of semi-original song written by Cole Porter for the score to High Society. Take it away, Frank and Bing. You do a fabulous job. Well, did you ever?
I have heard among this clan you are called a forgotten man.
Is that what they're saying? Well, did you ever? What a swell party this is.
And have you heard the story of a boy, a girl, unrequited love?
Sounds like pure soap opera.
I may cry.
Tune in tomorrow. What a swell party this is. What frails, what frocks.
What broads.
What furs, what rocks.
They're beautiful.
Why, I've never seen such gaiety.
Neither did I.
It's all just too exquisite, really.
This French champagne.
Domestic.
So good for the brain. That's what I was going to say.
You know, you're a brilliant fellow.
Thank you.
Drink up, Jack. Please don't eat that glass, my friend. Have you heard about dear Blanche? Got run down by an avalanche.
No.
Don't worry, she's a game girl, you know. Got up and finished fourth.
This kid's got guts.
Having a nice time? Grab a line.
Have you heard that Mimsy Star?
Oh, what now?
She got pinched in the Astor Bar.
Sauced again, eh?
She was stoned.
Well, did you ever?
Never.
What a swell party this is.
I'm going to have a drink.
I may have a bit of the bubbly myself.
I'm going to dance.
Don't get hurt.
Oh,
it's great.
Oh, it's great.
It's grand.
So grand.
It's wonderland. La 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 la.
We sing.
We sing.
So rare.
So rare.
Like old Camembert. Like ba-ba-rum, ba-ba-ba-ba-bum.
Don't dig that kind of crooning, chum.
You must be one of the newer fellas.
Have you heard it's in the stars? Next July we collide with Mars. Well, did you ever? What a swell party, a swell party, a swell again, elegant party this is.
I drink to your health.
Nah, let's drink to your wealth.
You're my bon ami.
Hey, that's French.
A liberty
fraternity. Have you heard it's in the stars? Next July we collide with Mars. Well, did you ever? What a swell party. Swell party, swell again, elegant party, this is.
And welcome to the Swell Again Elegant Party that is Broadway to Main Street. Today we're looking at what I call Hollywood Helper, songs written by the original composers for the film versions of their Broadway musicals. And obviously by the 1950s, Frank Sinatra, whom we just heard, was one of the great, 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 if not the greatest popular performer in America. So when he did the film version of Guys and Dolls, playing Nathan, not Sky Masterson, but that's another story for another time, they had to write a couple of numbers for him. So Frank Lesser wrote a great ballad for the character of Nathan, who sings practically nothing in the original show, called Adelaide. So, take it away, Frank Sinatra as Nathan Detroit.
Speech, Nathan.
Speech!
Here, give us a little speech.
Yeah!
Speech! Speech. Speech.
unaccustomed as I am to getting married, I am taking this occasion here to say that me and Adelaide are finally naming the day. Though she knows deep in her heart I'm a phony and I'm a fake, she wants 5 children to start. 5's a difficult point to make. But Adelaide, Adelaide, ever-loving Adelaide, is taking a chance on me. Taking a chance, I'll be respectable and nice, give up cards and dice, and go for shoes and rice. So gentlemen, deal me out, do not try to feel me out, I got no more evenings free. Since Adelaide, Adelaide, ever-loving Adelaide, is taking a chance. Talk about your long shots, taking a chance on me. Adelaide, Adelaide,
ever-loving Adelaide,
is taking a chance on me. Taking a chance, I'll be respectable and nice,
give up the cards and dice, and go for shoes and rice.
So gentlemen, deal me out, do not try to feel me out,
you got no more evenings free.
You may scratch me, since Adelaide,
Adelaide,
ever loving Adelaide, is taking a chance.
Talk about your long shots, taking a chance
on me.
Well, I would say the smart money is on Frank Sinatra. He appeared in many film adaptations of Broadway musicals. Among the most beloved is the 1950 On the Town, which, while it's a fine film in many ways, bears faint resemblance to the original version, particularly because the Leonard Bernstein score was almost entirely gutted. Supposedly Arthur Freed at the MGM unit found Bernstein's music to be, quote, Stravinsky stuff and too complicated for an audience, which I find absurd. At any rate, Roger Edens contributed music to a title number with lyrics by Comden and Green. So let's have a listen to the rarely heard title number to On the Town with Frank Sinatra, Gene Kelly, and introduced by Jules Munchen.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're off on a lark. I've got one suggestion before we embark. There are lots of nice things to do in the dark, but let's not go rowing in Central Park. Whoa, 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 we're going on the town. New York,
we're riding on a rocket.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Gonna really sock it, because tonight's the night. We're going on a toot. We're gonna raise a riot. The Brooklyn Bridge, we'll buy it. And hit the heights tonight, get high as kites tonight. East side, west side, round the city. One day, one night, that's the pity. We won't look ahead, or let the light of dawn get us down. We're really living, Jack, we're going on the town.
Slave fellas.
Well, there you have the title number to the film On the Town, written music by Roger Edens. I don't know about you, but I think that that number isn't even as good as the worst number in the Broadway musical On the Town, score by Leonard Bernstein, but that's just me. You would think Rodgers and Hammerstein had very little to say in terms of readapting things once there was a Hollywood version of their Broadway successes, but 'tis not the case. When the film of South Pacific was made in 1958, they put a song back in that had been cut from the original production in New Haven. It's a lovely song, sung by Lieutenant Cable to Nellie Forbush in the second act when both of them are realizing the after effects of their roots of prejudice in America and what happens when that gets brought to the South Pacific. So, from the film of the musical of that very same name, here is Bill Lee singing for John Kerr and Mitzi Gaynor, My Girl Back Home.
My girl back home, I'd almost forgot a blue-eyed kid. I liked her a lot. We got engaged. Both families were glad. And I was told by my uncle and dad that if I were clever and able, they'd make me a part of a partnership. Cable, Cable, and Cable. How far away, Philadelphia, PA, Princeton, MJ, how far are they? From coconut palms and banyan trees and coral sands and Tonkinese. Princeton, NJ, how far are they?
How far are they?
From coconut palms and banyan trees and coral sands and Tonkinese.
To be out in the world, to be free, my heart should be wildly rejoicing. Oh, what's the matter with me? I've always longed for adventure, to do the things I've never did. Now here I'm pacing adventure, then why am I so scared? Captain with 7 children. What's so fearsome about that? Oh, I must stop these doubts, all these worries. If I don't, I just know I'll turn back. I must dream of the things I am seeking. I am seeking the courage I lack. The courage to serve them with reliance. Face my mistakes without defiance. Show them I'm worthy, and while I show them, I'll show me. So let them bring on all their problems. I'll do better than my best. I have confidence they'll put me to the test, but I'll make them see I have confidence in me. Somehow I will impress them. I will be firm but kind. And all those children, heaven bless them, they will look up to me and mind me with each step. I am more certain everything will turn out fine. I have confidence the world can all be mine. They'll have to agree I have confidence in Don't you see I have confidence in me? Strength doesn't lie in numbers. Strength doesn't lie in wealth. Strength lies in nights of peaceful slumbers. When you wake up, wake up! It tells me all I trust I leave my heart to. All I trust becomes my own. I have confidence in confidence alone. I have confidence in confidence alone. Besides which, you see, I have confidence in me.
That, of course, was none other than Julie Andrews singing a song written expressly for the film of The Sound of Music in 1965 by Richard Rodgers. Music and lyrics, because Hammerstein had passed away in 1960. Strange song. Julie Andrews once said she didn't quite understand it, didn't quite parse lyrically, so she just sang it fast and with, well, of course, confidence. Another song that Rodgers wrote for the film of The Sound of Music is, I think, his best work in terms of music and lyrics, certainly among them, Something Good. And that has transcended itself a little bit to be reinterpolated into stage versions of The Sound of Music. So here is Petula Clark, who did it on a West End, sang the song in a West End revival of Sound of Music with Michael Jaston. Well, Richard Rodgers certainly did something good when he wrote that song for the film of The Sound of Music, beautifully rendered on the stage by Petula Clark. The film A Funny Girl is a strange amalgam because this, by now, Barbara Streisand was a huge star. And some of the songs that Fanny Brice originally sang in the 20s that weren't in the stage musical got interpolated into the film version. Is that too complicated? But at any rate, Julie Stein and Bob Merrill went back to the piano and created a great title number for Babs herself, singing about what it is to be a funny girl. Here is Barbara Streisand singing the title number of her Academy Award winning role. Speaking of Academy Awards, Barbara Streisand.
Funny. Did you hear that? Funny. Yeah, the guy said, honey, you're a funny girl. That's me, I just keep them in stitches, doubled in half, and though I may be all wrong for the guy, I'm good for a laugh. I guess it's not funny. Life is far from sunny when the laugh is over and the joke's on you. A girl ought to have a sense of humor. That's one thing you really need for sure when you're a funny girl. The fella said, a funny girl. Funny. How it ain't so. Funny
are, hey, they're in my favor.
Those, of course, were the eight-cylinder pipes of Liza Minnelli singing Maybe This Time. And that is a great Candor and Ebb song, and you all know it from the film version and also subsequent stage versions of Cabaret. But what you may not know is Candor and Ebb wrote that in the early 60s for the Perry Como show, where it was sung by Sandy Stewart originally, and then a few years later, Liza Minnelli sang that version as a commercial release. And in the early 70s, when they were filming Cabaret, Bob Fosse said, we need a song, we need a kind of Maybe This Time kind of song for Liza / Sally Bowles to sing at the Kit Kat Club. And Candor and Ebb said, what about Maybe This Time? And there we are. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and tonight is the main event, and today's show is Oscar bait, songs that were written in the hopes of winning an Academy Award for Broadway film musicals. In the 1970s, there was a brief resurgence of film musicals. This is a wonderful song written for Sandy Dombrowski, although I think she's called something else in the film version. Sandy! Played by Olivia Newton-John in the film version of Grease. It suits her character very well and was considered to be Oscar worthy.
Guess mine is not the first. No getting over you. You know I'm just a fool who's willing to sit around and wait for you. But baby, can't you see there's nothing else for me.
this isn't where we intended to be. We had it all, you believed in me, I believed in you. Certainties disappear. What do we do for our dream to survive? How do we keep all our passions alive as we used to do? Deep in my heart, I'm concealing things that I'm longing to say. Scared to confess what I'm feeling. Frightened you'll slip away. You must love me. You must love me.
That was a song that did win the Academy Award for Best Original Song, You Must Love Me, from Evita, which teamed up Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice after some years of disparate careers, sung, of course, by Madonna. We have Madonna on Broadway to Main Street. Who would have thunk it? Again, a worthy addition to the score to Evita. Well, this became kind of a gimmick, I guess, to try to get something new squeezed into a film adaptation of a musical. The next number we have was sung over the final credits to the film version of Chicago. Renee Zellweger and Catherine Zeta-Jones, thankfully, at least written by Kander and Ebb.
so fast. A shock I'm blast can hurt me not one bit.
From the film version of Chicago. So again, that's become a tradition. I hope you'll watch the Oscars tonight. That was I Move On, and we will move on, keep it moving with a song that was written for The Color Purple, which came out in 2023. There are many of these songs. Let's go to the movies from Annie, The Glamorous Life from the film of A Little Night Music, which I love, but this is our way of doffing our hat to the Oscars and the great music that Broadway composers and others supplied. This one didn't make it as a nomination, but it certainly is a good way to extend the role and the ongoing charm of the American musical on film from The Color Purple.
Keep rolling by, just trying to keep your head up, lifted to the sky. When you get down, just dance all around like you're a child. I'll never let you get too low.
Choose to go. Keep it moving. Keep it moving. Nothing's
Where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is...